Today is May 2nd, 2019, and I'll be calling Antonio Padilla, who is the supervisor of civil enforcement officer with Salt Lake City, Angela Proctor. Here we go.
Hi, Antonio. It's Skyler Collins. Do you have a moment to chat?
Sure. Give me one sec, okay?
Okay.
I'm just sitting down with somebody. I'm just finishing up one minute. Hey, Skyler.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Hold.
No problem.
I'm right.
All right. So I spoke with Ms. Proctor on Tuesday, and
she
unfortunately was not able to answer some of my questions, but she assured me that you could. So she advised that I give you a call.
Tell me your address again. Okay. So this is a short-term rental. What are your questions?
Well, I guess let's just start here. Do you operate under the presumption that if I'm physically in Salt Lake, then your laws apply and give you jurisdiction?
We operate under the presumption that you're the owner and responsible party for the property. So even if you were out of state, you would still be responsible for following the ordinances on that property.
Okay, so you operate under the presumption that if my property is physically in Salt Lake, then your laws apply and give you jurisdiction.
Yeah, we do believe that your property is physically in Salt Lake City.
Okay, well, there's...
Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking if you believe that because my properties in Salt Lake, that your laws apply to me and give you jurisdiction.
Yeah, the way you're asking me is kind of over my head. I don't understand. You must have a different belief system.
I'm just inquiring. I'm on a fact. This is a fact finding call. I'm just inquiring on the facts that you rely on to prove your allegations that your code applies to me because me and my property are physically in Salt Lake and that you have jurisdiction.
Okay.
What facts do you rely on to prove the allegations is true?
Are you talking about the allegation of the short-term rental or the allegation that...
The allegation of a code violation. The allegation that your code applies to me and that I violated it.
I'm not sure. Honestly, I've never been asked this question. That's interesting.
Well, it seems fundamental to the nature of your allegation, does it not?
I don't know.
Okay, so Ms. Proctor, who is the signed witness of the allegation, likewise had a tough time explaining factually the nature of the allegation. I find that very peculiar. Will you and Ms. Proctor be abating the matter, or will you be pressing forward?
Okay. What do you mean by abating the matter?
Dropping the allegations.
So, yeah, we usually close our enforcement case once the property is in compliance and once the violations have been abated.
Okay, so you still believe that your laws apply to me and that I have violated them?
So can you tell me why our ordinance does not apply to you?
I'm sorry, is the burden of proof on me, the recipient of the allegation, or on you, the maker of the allegation?
That might be for a court to decide. We're just at the beginning process of enforcing an ordinance.
Okay, all right. So I just want to be very clear here. And please correct me if I'm wrong. You're not able to explain to me the factual nature of your allegations that your code applies to me just because I'm physically in Salt Lake or my property is physically in Salt Lake. But you're not going to drop the allegations. You're going to press forward with them. Is that correct?
As long as we have what we believe to be proper evidence, we do proceed with enforcement.
Okay. Do you have any evidence to prove the claim that your code applies to me?
We have evidence that the violation exists.
How does the violation exist if the code doesn't apply?
Can you tell me how the code does not apply to you?
I could attempt that if I saw any facts or evidence that it did. But are you trying to switch the burden of proof onto me, the alleged?
Good question. We do have proof that the violation exists, if that's your question.
Well, I mean, based on the facts that I've seen, I've seen facts that I'm physically in Salt Lake. I've seen facts that my property's in Salt Lake. I've seen facts and obviously know that I rent my property out through Airbnb. There's no disputing those facts. The facts that are so far absent are what connects your code or your laws to me and my property. When I asked you this question in email, you quoted for me a section of your code, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which tells me that the only fact that you rely on to know that your code applies to me is your code. Is that accurate?
Never been asked that, Mr. Collins. We just assume that, yeah, because you're in Salt Lake City jurisdiction, and the code does apply.
Okay, so you assume facts without evidence. Is that what you're saying?
That is a very interesting question.
Well, look, you're going to do what you're going to do. That's prerogative. I would hope that you would drop the allegations, but to my knowledge, I am in compliance with all applicable laws, and I'm willing to testify to that and question you and the witness, Ms. Proctor, in front of a judge in small claims court if I have to.
Okay.
My question to you at this point is if you're allowed to assume facts without evidence, how can I defend myself from that?
Do you believe that our ordinance applies to your neighbors but not to you? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what the relevance of that question is. Are my neighbors being... Are you making allegations against my neighbors?
No, I'm just saying that we have enforcement cases on a lot of people in the neighborhood. And, for various things, for various ordinances.
Do you have evidence to support your claims against them that your code applies?
Never been asked that. The ordinance exists and it applies to all property that is in Salt Lake City jurisdiction.
Well, I understand that you believe that, but I'm not looking for your opinion. I'm looking for your facts.
Oh, okay. So that is our belief. And if you don't see that as a fact, then you wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't be the one to argue that part.
Okay, so again, I'm looking for facts. So the only fact that you can give me is what your code says. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and can you explain to me how your code proves that your code applies?
No, I cannot. That's just way over my head. If you have a different belief that, and you believe that our ordinance does not apply, you would probably want to argue that.
Look, I am more than willing. I am more than willing to plead guilty and do whatever I need to do to get in compliance, just as soon as I see facts that your code applies to me, and then I violated them. It seems like you've covered half of that burden, but not the first half. So, if you've already told me that you don't have the facts, are you going to drop the allegations, or are you going to just pass them on to your lawyer as an act of faith that he can take it from here?
That is typically what we do if the violations are not abated.
Okay.
Within our guidelines, then yeah, we do send it to our lawyer and they pursue small claims.
Okay. How would you feel, or what would you do if I behave that way towards other people? If I accuse them of violating my code, and maybe they wore a green shirt, and wearing a green shirt is a violation of my code, and the only basis I had was because my code said so. Do you think that a small claims court would allow that? Do you think that it would side in my favor?
Has the majority of the people agreed on your code?
So this is something new. You're saying that because of popular opinion, your code applies.
Well, city council adopted these ordinances, and they are elected by the majority of the people. So in that sense, yeah.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. What you're saying is because your city council said so, you believe your laws apply to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can tell you
have a different belief system, but it doesn't really help your case.
I'm just looking for the facts.
That, it's going to have to go up above this process, above our office.
Okay.
Is your plan to just wait until you accrue some fines and go to the small claims so you can have your chance to ask those same questions you're asking me to the judge?
My plan is to defend myself, but I'm finding it difficult in the face of arbitrary claims and, you know, facts without evidence that you've already admitted to. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Yeah, well, I think, I don't think we have anything further to discuss. Mr. Collins, it's obvious that you have a different belief system.
I don't know what the relevance of that is. I'm looking for facts. I'm looking for facts, and you've already admitted that you don't have them, that all you have is the text of the code and the opinion of some council members. So
isn't that factual?
The code exists, sure, but what does that have to do with me?
You live in a jurisdiction that has adopted those codes. You chose to live in that jurisdiction.
How do you know that you have jurisdiction? What facts are you relying on? Your code, you quoted to me where your code says it applies to this area. So what you're saying is you believe your code applies because your code says it applies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're going to trace this back to the state law and the federal law. As you know, federal law gives states the right to enact ordinances, laws and ordinances, and states give local jurisdictions the right to enact ordinances. I'm not sure if that's what you're looking for or not, but that is my understanding.
I'm just trying to understand the nature of the allegations, the facts that support the allegations. So,
but you're not looking for the allegations of the violation, right? You're looking for why the code actually applies to you.
Well, how can I violate a code if it doesn't apply?
You would have to show the judge how our code does not apply to you.
Oh, okay. So the burden of proof is on the accused, not on the accusers. Is that what you're saying? In this system?
I don't know. Yeah, I apologize, Mr. Collins. I don't know where you're going with this, and it's...
I'm not trying to go anywhere. I'm just trying to get the facts to the factual nature of the allegations. I'm just trying to find that information.
Okay. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
Maybe a judge or we'll have an answer for you.
Okay, so you don't have an answer. You're not going to abate the matter. You're going to just hand it off to somebody else.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless you come into compliance and we can close our case before that happens.
I'm more than happy to come into compliance as soon as I have knowledge that I have an obligation to come into compliance. And so far, I don't have that knowledge, unfortunately.
Okay. There's nothing further to discuss then.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Do you have any other questions?
Okay. I don't. Not for you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Antonio Padilla, the supervisor of the signed witness to the allegations, Angela Proctor, civil enforcement officer.